welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Jeffrey Stegman, who is the, the founder of Focus Life Force Energy. And this is a new concept that I have not heard of before. There are other programs out there that we've had Tom Palladino on before for Scalar Energy for Health. But this is actually a geocentric located service for raising the energy of a location with some other, things that can be done to carry it around with you that I'm sure Jeffrey will explain in a minute. But this is an interesting idea, especially during this time, because so many of us are being affected by lower energy areas that are opening up here and there during this period of ascension. And if you happen to live in a lowered energy area or perhaps have a smart meter on your house that's lowering your energy, this is an alternative way to get the energy back up so that you don't have that impact your life. Welcome, Jeffrey, and thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me with you.
So tell the listening audience a little bit about your background and what led you to this discovery.
Yes, my background is in business. I've been running a manufacturing business here in Cincinnati, Ohio, for about 30 years, but always been working on consciousness and my own growth, and always had always have coaches and people to help me on that path. And I was working with a fellow named Clayton Stegman, sort of a similar last name, who works with people to raise their consciousness through testing of levels of consciousness using kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Student of
Dr.
we
had
David
Hawkins on Temple of Health in the past, so we're familiar with that testing system. Yeah,
great. Well, Clayton has really cracked the code on repeatability with a series of things that he does, protocols that he's developed, and so he's taught that to me, and both of us test. So we use the Hawkins map of consciousness for all of our testing and measures of consciousness. So anyway, I was working with Clayton on my own personal growth, and at some point there was a young man who had a serious health challenge, cancer, and Clayton had found an inventor in Canada who had helped him with a serious health challenge. So I got interested. I went up to see the inventor, and Clayton and I started working with the inventor and the invention. It's a nonlinear technology like some of your other guests have been, like the scalar, but a bit different. And we found during this work with individuals that it was really good at raising vibration or raising the level of consciousness of a property.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a discovery along the way that you could do it in a distant locality.
Right.
Originally all the work was done either with plates that were charged or crystals or other things that were charged with the energy or water. But we discovered that it could be associated or entangled with a distant location, and the properties were the same. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I do a lot of work with cancer, and we use applied kinesiology to determine the cause of the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's many causes for cancer, anything that will lower the energy in the organ. But one thing we see a lot of is two areas where this might be helpful is geopathic stress locations.
Mm-hmm.
Those are usually underground streams or areas that have naturally low energy, similar to, different sites that may have high energy that you talk about on your website. These high energy sites are places that people go to pilgrimages to or like to go to heal. The low energy places are probably the places where you see where the restaurant that opens up every 6 months and keeps failing, a different restaurant keeps opening up and they always fail, Nobody wants to go eat in these low energy places. It's kind of subconscious, but we just avoid them if we can. But if you buy a house, that's on the low energy place, you can actually get cancer. And I was talking with Burton Goldberg the other day. He thinks that 70% of cancers overall may be associated with these geopathic stress locations. Certainly in my practice, at least 50% are. And it's
That's
bad because if there's a lot of low energy in the house, it may be difficult to navigate around those lines. And so this might be a way to increase the energy without having to move.
Yeah, the geopathic stress is an interesting area, and we've really spent quite a bit of time on it. So when we, you know, as we associate a property with this device, so this is a machine. It really is a very similar to what you see in a Nikola Tesla experimental setup. You know, you've got stacks and stacks of plates and coils and sacred geometries and alternating current running through it, high-speed alternating current. And it creates a field that pulls in the naturally occurring life force energy or prana, chi, many names for it. And it pulls it into the machine through these input stacks. And then there's a central output stack where all of that is focused onto a spot.
Right.
And that's where the programs go. So these programs are instructions basically clearing the land, raising the level of consciousness, bringing high vibrating energy into it, and then lots of enhancements. So what we discovered over time is some customers would go on the service and their properties wouldn't go up. And they wouldn't feel it, and it might be a little bit improved. And then we would test, and sure enough, the property hadn't gone up. We always encourage customers to trust themselves and contact us if they don't feel it. And so we had a number of different geopathic stress situations that came up that we were then able to change the programming to take care of those.
That's great. What about smart meters? That's something that's really bad right now in terms of cancer causation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my patients have cancer only due to the smart meter. And, of course, they don't know that the smart meter's on their house because nobody bothers to tell them when it's put on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's as far as that those frequencies, the EMFs, we don't have, hard scientific evidence of the effect. We know through our testing using kinesiology that we are harmonizing, a certain amount of that, but keeping the energy high in the environment where the body can pull from that energy naturally and do its own healing, use its own intelligence to heal, helps any environment, even if there is EMFs. Now, for geopathic stress, what we've done is we've actually brought more energy into the environment to compensate for it. So, for instance, we had a customer that had an underground stream, and right below the bedroom, it was actually dropping into a waterfall.
Wow.
Bad situation.
That must be bad, yeah.
Oh, it was just sucking the energy out of that space.
Right.
They couldn't sleep in the bedroom. They were trying to sell it. It was a condo. They were trying to sell it, and nobody would buy it.
Nobody would buy it, yeah.
It was a terrible situation.
Couldn't.
It was unhealthy to live there, and they couldn't move.
Right.
So what we did is, through the programming, we realized we were able to charge up the stream as it enters the property so that it was bringing more energy in than it was taking away.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good.
But it felt better, they could sleep there, and then they sold it.
Yeah. I hope they told whoever that bought it to keep the program on. That would be good.
Yeah,
if they ever sell it, yeah.
Yeah, in those situations, we'll just leave it on.
Yeah, right.
We had a customer in Brooklyn that had a corner apartment, in the corner of a building at a major intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And same situation, they didn't feel it. The property did not rise in consciousness. It was below 200 on the Hawkins map.
Wow, yeah.
So just life, not life-affirming. It was the opposite.
Sucking
really.
The life out of them, yeah.
Yeah. And
well,
there's a lot
of portals opening up now, too.
Interesting.
People actually are feeling them. Some of them, I've got a friend with one in his garage. And all sorts of phenomena occur around these portals because, of course, they're opening up into the fourth dimension. So,
right.
And things can come through them, too, that aren't particularly helpful. Usually if you have pets, the pets are really reacting to the what's coming through. They're very frightened of it and running away and you know, complaining. Humans aren't quite so sensitive as our pets are, but in many cases. But I would think these portals opening up would be another indication for perhaps some research in your area to see if you could help these people that have them in their homes.
Yeah, we haven't done any research there yet. It's definitely come up, but we don't have any properties now that aren't reaching the level of consciousness that we expect. So, but once in a while we get one.
Shut down when. You know, when the energy, it may be that the energy has to be low enough for that to occur. You know, the portals to the lower dimensions are probably in low energy areas. And then, like you say, the cathedrals and the, you know, the different historical sites like the pyramids and Stonehenge probably are naturally occurring high-level energy sites. So they just stay that way. You know, they're not...
Yeah, and many were built, you know, built on naturally occurring, you know, high consciousness environments, and then, you know, sacred geometries built into the buildings to enhance that. You know, in these cathedrals, it's often so the priest is in a high consciousness space in order to connect. And, you know, it's interesting.
Well,
when you start
measuring. I said, I just signed up for your 15-day free trial. Do you want to give the listening audience the website so they can do that?
Yeah, it's www.flfe.net, and that's Focus Life Force Energy is the what it stands for, .net. And if you put FLFE in any browser, it's the first thing that comes up. Yeah, and the free trial is right there on the front page, and it's no credit card. We try to make it as easy as possible. It's 15 days, and... The really cool thing about it is you get a control panel so you can turn it on and off sort of at will, so you can be in charge of the experience. And it's really interesting to do that, particularly like if you have a group of people over, like we've had some parties where you have a bunch of people over and you turn it on and off and you see who feels it and what kind of experience they're having. So the change that happens is from... North America, the average is around 420 on the Hawkins map.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you get these very low places that can happen under 200 if there's geopathic stresses, like you say, or historical, you know, historical things that
just
happen.
Low
in
areas,
that location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like Civil War, battlefield, you know, kind of experiences.
Sure, yeah.
You can really feel those when you go into those spaces.
I feel all sorts of stuff when I go in those spaces, and it's not always pleasant.
No,
those places have a lot of spirits in them.
They do, or old jail cells. And
yeah, they
like
really
that.
Do.
So that's that portal.
Mm. The portal's open, you know. Mm. That's the thing.
All that history gets cleared. It's like cleaning a room before you paint it. You've got to clear out. But we didn't used to do that, and it took so much longer for the places to come up in consciousness because you had to sort of fight that old energy and clear it out gradually. So we now clear it first, and then things happen really within 5 minutes, even you know less than that. The properties come up to around 560 on the Hawkins map.
Yeah, and then your rates later on, if somebody wants to sign up for the service, are very reasonable. You want to go over those?
Yeah, it's $30 for a home a month, and $50 for a business. Generally, a business takes more energy. There's more people. There's more coming and going. And then a nonprofit is $15 a month. We want to support nonprofits to be successful.
That must help nonprofits get money too.
Well, it does. That's the primary challenge. Is you know where,
it
where
is,
does the money
it?
Come from?
Yeah.
So we really want to support that.
Right.
So the high consciousness environment, you know, when you're in that space, it's a loving space. People are just decisions and conversations, communications, everything is just tends to be more loving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't affect free will, but it just creates an environment that is more creative, you know, it's better for focusing and concentration. So we get a lot of feedback from parents with children and how it's affected their schoolwork and their moods,
mm-hmm.
particularly teenagers.
Well, this is a surgery center, so it's really quite important to have high energy here.
mm-hmm.
<You know? laughs>
Yeah. There's a lot of fear that can happen.
In fact, it's interesting. I go around and clear the energy sometimes. I use Tibetan bells because you can't really use sage because people think you're smoking marijuana.
So I go into
each room, and, of course, I feel the energy. And the two areas with the lowest energy in the center consistently over the years have been the pre-op room, where the person sits before they have surgery, and then that's the worst one. And then the next one would be the area where the patient recovers. And I think it's because they're dealing with pain as they come out of surgery.
Yeah.
So those two areas I have to clear a lot. It's very interesting.
So is the free trial that you're doing on that entire property?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's just one building, so I put in the address.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is about a 10,000 square foot building. I assume that when you target it, it will affect the whole building.
Yeah, it's the legal address. So you want to make sure
address. Yeah, it's almost a half an acre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that address is about a half an acre, I think.
Yeah, we have the energy to handle it.
Yeah, because there's a parking lot, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do a lot of service work. Also, we have almost 1 million refugees on the service right now.
Mm-hmm.
Different camps. We do a new camp every week.
That's good,
So we're constantly monitoring our energy because we do have a limited energy, but we could do 100,000, even 1 million pretty quickly, and we're constantly increasing the amount of energy we have available. But the whole building, everything that's in the legal address is on the service.
It would be interesting to look at CERN. Have you ever looked there, the location of CERN and Switzerland?
Yeah,
that's going to be one of the more interesting places to see what that energy is.
Yeah,
because if anybody's opening portals, CERN's opening portals. I don't know if they're opening them there, the actual location, but they're opening portals.
Yeah, we haven't done any research there.
Yeah,
so one of the things we say in the emails when people sign up for the free trial and if they go on to the subscription is to increase their water, to really hydrate.
Because you start to detox.
Yeah, it's the detoxing and the cellular regeneration rate increases in a high consciousness field.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because the body
if you don't hydrate, you can get symptoms of muscle, and you need more magnesium too. You may want to put that in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are getting ascension symptoms right now, where they're sleeping a lot and they get muscle cramps and muscle aches and headaches, and it's because they have a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium malic acid is absolutely critical now, in order to take away the symptoms and to support the ascension process. So that's something you may also want to add to your newsletter if they have these symptoms of muscle aches, especially muscle cramps, because that's like a big magnesium deficiency, and headaches, or even muscle stiffness, people waking up real stiff. That's going to be a magnesium malic acid deficiency.
Yeah, that's great. We will add that. Just for our personal work, because Clayton and I spend a lot of time in high consciousness fields, it's just part of the creative aspect of writing the programs and testing.
Right.
So we test the level of consciousness of the programs. They have to be 999 or above on the Hawkins map in order to be clean and really good and, have the right application for what we're doing. We also do essential fatty acids and magnesium together, and that seems to support the nervous system really well. So that's another thing your listeners might want to try is you take them at the same time, so get a good source of essential fatty acids.
Right. Yeah, for women, this is interesting. Men do fine with fish oil, but women do better with evening primrose oil. I know because I muscle test everything that everyone's on, and a lot of women come in on fish oil, and that's not optimal for them. It's just like you wouldn't want to put men on flaxseed oil. You know, women can take flaxseed, but men, you know, because men and women are biologically different, so different things are better for different people. But that's a good source of fish oil for men, and then evening primrose oil or flax oil for women is what I'd recommend.
Yeah, that's great.
So tell us a little bit about some of the testimonials that you've had after people have signed up for your service.
Well, it's interesting. They really run the gamut. We have a botanist on the service, and she was really noticing plants. She was kind of comparing to next door and down the street. And she was noticing the leaf cover and trees and all of her plants growing, you know, more rapidly. And she actually did a test with cut flowers, which we encourage people to do, you know, kind of before and after. And she was getting much longer life for the cut flowers. So that was just an indicator that there's more life force energy, or there's more positive, you know, energy available to the, all the beings on the property, the plants. So that's one that we've had gotten a number of ones about, is plants. Children are really interesting testimonials that we've gotten. I just got one yesterday from a mother with a teenage daughter who has had some really serious depression and has been withdrawn. And she went on the service, and really it's only been 3 weeks or so. And she noticed sort of an initial, like, kind of more energy for this daughter. I mean, she was, you know, maybe a little more miserable for a short while. But then she's really risen in that her low points just are a lot shorter. And I see it that way. It's almost like a trampoline where you can be as low and miserable if you really put your mind to it and try to be. But it just sort of bounces you back more quickly. And that's what she noticed with her daughter. She just, the negative episodes were shorter, and she started wanting to be home and wanting to bring her friends home. So she started having, you know, all of her friends over at the house, which wasn't happening before because it felt good.
Nobody wanted to come
over.
Be
there.
And so the mother was really liking that because she could just keep an eye on things, and they were at the house. And then she decided she wanted to do a sport, which was, she'd never done that before. So she just is coming out of her shell a bit. So that was really a beautiful testimonial, and really, those are the kind of things that make Clayton and I really, you know, makes it all worthwhile. So we also had another mother with younger children, and one of the children was sort of oppositional, and she had the service on for about a week. And normally, anything that changed in the environment was just a tantrum. You know, it just, they walked on eggshells because things, you know, if something was planned and it changed, it was going to cause a major tantrum. And she had a situation where they were supposed to go to dinner to the kid's favorite place, and they couldn't go, and she had to tell him, sorry, we can't go. And he said, okay. And that was it. And she said, it's just been night and day, the change. So we get that. We get people sleeping better. It's been one of the comments that we get. We see people cleaning, wanting to clean their houses. People that don't know, like, generally people will go on the service and they won't tell everybody in the family.
Right.
And they wait and see what happens.
Well, that's a good way to test it. It takes out the conscious factor.
Now, we always want somebody in the house to know so that they can encourage everybody to drink more water.
Right.
And just kind of keep an eye on the hydration side. So we have two levels of service. We have the more penetrating level that's, you know, you have to, somebody in this, on the property has to know. And then we have a lower level that we use for service projects, where it's not as intense, and so it's okay if people don't know.
One of the problems that people are having with this new energy coming in is problems sleeping. I actually sleep very well because I sleep on a biomat inside a Faraday cage, but not everybody can afford that. But that's what I recommend. But it seems to me that one of the biggest complaints that our patients are having is that their sleep is disrupted now. So you want to talk about sleep challenges and how this might help?
Yes, we find that a high consciousness field helps to empty the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So as the system rises in consciousness, you know, our human system, you know, the mind chatter starts to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the problems people get at night. Their mind is active.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with meditation. In a high consciousness field, people find meditation to be easier.
Right.
Because the mind can be stilled. And so it really works in the same way for sleeping. So it helps you to drift off and not be thinking about tomorrow or today, what happened today. So that's part of it. And then we've worked, you know, enhancement programs in that just support sleep in to go through its natural cycles. And so we find people that have had trouble sleeping. A friend of mine's father was actually going through cancer and just had not slept well in months.
Mm-hmm.
And the night that she put it on, he said, "I slept better than I have for 6 months."
Yeah. Well, these are the kind of things people are going to notice, because that's you know, that's a real problem for a lot of people right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell people is, you know, just try to take, if you can't fall asleep, Gabatrol is very good, or any GABA supplement with some cofactors in it. Melatonin, it's interesting. Melatonin is protective against brain tumors caused by the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are testing higher melatonin levels. I mean, for taking the supplement. A lot of people have melatonin deficiencies, can't get to sleep, and melatonin can help that. But, you know,
that's very interesting.
If you have GABA replacement and melatonin replacement, if you have deficiencies, of course, you can muscle test for that, and still are having trouble getting to sleep, I would recommend this service. I think that would be, you know, something that is next.
It's worth a try,
trial.
It doesn't cost you anything.
I think insomnia is one of the biggest problems we have currently that is affecting people's health. Because, of course, if you don't reach REM sleep for a certain amount of time every night, you don't produce growth hormone, and you can get you can get a whole bunch of different chronic diseases eventually.
Mm-hmm. It just personally, one of the other things we do is blue light blocking at night.
Yeah,
that seems to enhance melatonin production. If you're not looking at a screen, and if you do use blue light blocking glasses, that seems to really help melatonin production.
I sleep with a sleep mask. Is that going to do the same thing?
No, this is like an hour to 2 hours before you sleep.
Oh, okay.
So it's really like your body is in its natural state where there's no artificial light. You might have a campfire, which is very yellow. And then when it gets dark, you go to sleep. So you can reproduce that using blue light blocking glasses or screen plates.
Okay.
So
I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, there's a company called Blue Light Blocking in Ohio that's got some good products. So our understanding is that melatonin is an antioxidant.
That's why it protects from brain cancer. I interviewed Dr. Carlos, who was hired by the cell phone companies to do a large amount of research on the, you know, why cell phones are causing tumors, and he found that it was the free radicals, and specifically for the neuroepithelial malignancy or the brain tumor, the eye tumors, and the the parotid tumors and the benign tumors of the eighth cranial nerve mm-hmm. were all increased with the free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody should be using that Bluetooth device because that really puts the energy in. And I have a tumor in my retina that's like a mole, but it's trying to turn into melanoma. So I'm on 6 milligrams every night of melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because you know how we get lazy and quit taking mm-hmm. things. And I quit taking something. And one of my friends who's a medium, my mother came through and told me how important it was for me to take that melatonin. So, mm-hmm. I'm back on it because, obviously a tumor in the retina, you're not going to know until it's quite big. You know, it'll probably be cancer by then.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't look at it like you can a mole in your arm. So,
well, antioxidants are a focus of the FLFE service. We've just recently added a program. It's an antioxidant support program. So, we've been measuring our antioxidant levels using kinesiology. So we haven't been able to do, scientific measuring yet, but that's the next mm-hmm. step. So just using the Hawkins map and a scale parallel to it, where 1,000 is the highest and most appropriate level of antioxidants, we found that the average person in North America is at 300. So it's pretty low. And we put this program onto the service, and we've been watching our levels rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hit 550 or 950 today. And I'm drinking chaga tea, which is a mushroom
mm-hmm.
tea.
Right.
To just kind of help it climb as well, C-H-A-G-A. So that's
I've had massive amounts of antioxidants and just for detox and other issues like the eye tumor and
mm-hmm.
I have incredible health benefits because antioxidants reverse aging or prevent aging.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm going to be 62 next month, this is important. It's really kind of interesting how you really quit aging. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the skin aging or the, but I've been on this for a while because of the, I got silicone poisoning, which
mm-hmm.
is a huge amount of, free radicals with
mm-hmm.
all the increased aging problems. And then I had to treat that with a bunch of supplements and,
mm-hmm.
Detox and everything. So. But most people are not aware of detox. I mean, it's only really the people in the spiritual community and the health community that understand detox.
Yeah.
Regular mainstream medicine has no clue. And we're a very toxic nation, so that's a problem.
Yeah. Well,
they talk
piece.
About that, the cost of health care, if they would just do some of these measures that are pretty simple, we would have great benefits.
There's another health thing that we've discovered, and these health pieces come up for us because we're interested in consciousness and raising consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and it's really the physical body that is a restraint in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So our filtering organs are a major part of detoxing and the body being able to take on health challenges because it's restraining itself if the filtering capacity is not there. So we're, one of the things we've seen, and again, we're using kinesiology, but there's an epidemic of fatty liver right now.
And right, there is, right.
From our point of view, that those are deposits in the liver and kidneys and gallbladder that are the result of diet. And if you do use kinesiology and you look back 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't there, and it is now, and it's really... it's grains and GMOs, sugars.
Yeah.
So
right.
I
think it's high fructose corn syrup.
mm-hmm. Could be.
I think that's a dangerous one for fatty liver.
So Chinese medicine actually has some good ways to clear out those deposits. So
uh-huh.
a Chinese medicine doctor is a good one to see about those. There's some products you can find on Amazon. That Stonebreaker. There's a Stonebreaker herb and tincture, and a product called Stone Free that, when taken together, will clear out those deposits. And then, again, it's another anti-aging or reverse aging, where when those kidneys and livers get clear and all of a sudden the body can filter, then it takes on larger repair projects that maybe... Then if you're in an FLFE, high consciousness field, there's more energy available. The body can clear those byproducts of healing out of the system more easily because the filtering's there. So we've actually built in an acceleration of that clearing of those stones as well.
So yeah, and that's important right now because this energy coming in is causing, I think, detox. I think people are naturally just detoxing, but because their kidneys and liver aren't up to speed, they can get these symptoms. So I think it is very important to clear all the pathways for detox. And what I tell people is if you're starting to get skin rashes, that means your GI tract and your liver and your kidneys may be clogged up a little bit. And certainly, using the high energy fields or homeopathics to open up drainage pathways is important.
Yeah, definitely.
So is there any, you want to give your contact information one more time for us?
Sure, it's www.flfe.net, that's focuslifeforceenergy.net, and there's contact us there. You can use contact@flfe.net for emails, and you'll find our office phone number is also there on the website, and we have a staff that's there sort of 9 to 5 Pacific time. Our office is in Nelson, B.C., Canada, and that's where the invention has been developed, and we welcome lots of conversation. We want to be there for our customers, our friends who have taken and tried FLFE because, during the ascension process, lots of things come up. And we really want to be a support for people through that process. So FLFE.net, and the free trial is there on the front page.
Are you thinking about having any services for... maybe farmers or people with livestock or, anything else where they might have challenges with disease in the in the plant or animal life or, other challenges? Have you thought of branching out into that?
Yes, and particularly our experience with plants on, in home environments. We do see that it could have a really beneficial effect in growing food, but and you're right, also animals. So our current subscription will have an effect, just being in that high consciousness environment. But we don't have at this time, specific programs for farms, but it's on our radar for the future. As we grow FLFE, we'll have more ability to do research and expand into those areas.
Yeah, I'm just reminded of radionics. I know a lot about radionics research because Peter Kelly was a good friend of mine before he passed, and he, of course he was one of the leaders in radionics, and he used to tell me stories about what radionics could do for crops and pests. If there was a really bad pest or disease in a crop, they could use radionics to eliminate it. So, and that can be very helpful. I mean, not having to use chemicals or other means of control of these problems with your crops or your or your animals is very good. We don't, like, if say warble flies are in your cattle, you don't, it's much better to eliminate them with this sort of thing than it is with chemicals.
Yeah, we'd love to work with a forward-thinking farmer and do some research and really prove out the effects.
You really can with that kind of thing, because either it's there or it's not. It's probably it can be observed or you know, if a whole group of trees start dying because of a particular fungus or insect that is, you know, not good.
Yeah, we
It'd
have some customers.
It'd just be interesting to see. Yeah.
Yeah, it really would be. We have some customers in India that are interested in trying the service on a very large food warehouse and distribution business.
Yeah, that would be good.
And the measurement would be spoilage.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just, which you, you know, you have spoilage before, you have spoilage after, and what, you know, how much of a difference is there? And then
I don't know if you've heard of Zero Point, but Zero Point makes these charged plates that you put in your refrigerator, and you can put food on them, and they take a long time to spoil. You know, similar idea.
Yeah, we definitely have that effect. The high consciousness field creates a environment that where spoilage is less. So, yeah, so those big scale projects we're really excited to get to, and really to this point we're a startup business, and we've been operating 3 years now. You know, for the public, and before that it was all service work. And
another thing you might want to try, just came to me, is, I don't know whether you've done it, is Fukushima, you know, do some muscle testing about what that energy is there and see if you target that area, if anything happens.
Yeah, we've had programs on there.
That's going to be the lowest point on the planet, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had programs on that area since the accident.
Good. Because that's important. That is, I think, a lot of different extraterrestrials and other people working with energy are targeting that area, because I think that's quite dangerous, a lot more danger there than they're publicly admitting.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of nuclear particles coming out of that area.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
It's Focus Life Force Energy is the business. You can reach us at the website, flfe.net. And contact at flfe is our email, and you can find that and our phone number on the website. And the free trial is there on the front page. It's 15 days, no credit card. And just try it out. See what you think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try it out. I'll email you and let you know what we have, so what we see.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from people, and love to hear from you and your experience.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listening audience about the service?
Well, just I would say we want people to trust themselves, and that's why we build in this control panel. People can turn it on and off and try it, and really to trust themselves in all things, in their own health. And really just develop your innate intelligence that's already there, but just your connection to it, so that you can always be doing what's best for your body at all times, and eating what's best for you is just to really take the time to feel into everything you do.
Right. That's good advice.
Well, Jeffrey, thanks
so much for joining us today. It's been a great interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Great. Yeah, that'd be fun. So we've been interviewing Jeffrey Stegman, who is part of the team that has brought us Focus Life Force Energy to help our different locations. I do want to mention that you do have a program that can go onto a device, like a pendant or some other thing that you carry with you, so you can take it with you, and then the field goes with you, right?
Yeah, that's really, really fascinating. We developed this because we just didn't want to be out of the field. When we're traveling, and we're able to associate an object, a personal object, through a photograph with our device, and it creates a 300-foot radius field around the device. Within 4 feet, it's 570 on the Hawkins map, and then it's 560 out to about 15 feet, and then the remainder is 555. So you travel with it. It also works to support the healing of negative karma between people in the field, so it helps with relationships and just strangers that you might meet.
Might even prevent crime. You never know.
Yeah, we're not encouraging people to go in bad neighborhoods and try it.
Right,
but
it could. It could keep people out of your field.
But being
so
in that
what is the cost for that service?
It's the same as the home service. It's $30 a month.
Okay, great.
And it's another $25 to set it up.
Okay, super. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully we can get you back on when you have a little bit more experience with this, but it sounds like you're doing really well. And thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Dr. Razadi Zen on Take Back Control. It's about controlling pain. And then on the 5th, Marlise Carlin, The Simplicity of Stillness Method. And then on the 12th, John Calaman, who we've had on before, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.